we were then able to help those folks understand that they were positive, understand what that meant, explain, you know, isolation, explain what to do next. And so I think that that going along with some of the education that went with the travel program, that's been the impact on Alaska.
So what comes out of that data? I mean, what are the big things that stand out for you in this research?
You know, the main point of this paper is to show how Alaska did it. Alaska's really been a leader in among states in trying to determine the best practices around air travel during the pandemic. And so this paper talks about how we did it and how we set up the partnership between communities and how the partnership between communities and the travel industry and the state work together. And, you know, the costs and the benefits associated with having this program in place in case somewhere else wants to set up something similar. But it also shows us that the testing was working and was helping pick up infections among people arriving. And there were also probably some infections that were picked up before people even traveled.
This research also seems particularly relevant given Alaska's isolation. So I wonder about that. I mean, the fact that we're so isolated, does that make us a really good place to study this particular issue of testing people through airports?
Yeah, I think it can. And, you know, here at the state, we, of course, think a lot about how to use Alaska's unique situation to try and protect Alaskans from COVID coming in. And I think that the idea with this program was to try and use that sort of unique location that we have to do the best that we could in preventing folks bringing COVID into the state without knowing it. You know, I will say that here in the paper, one thing we say is that it might have contributed to a lower instance. There were a lot of limitations to the data that was collected here. And so we aren't able to say, yes, it definitely stopped this many infections from happening. And part of that is just the reality of public health. When you prevent something, you can't prove that it would have happened otherwise. You know, it may have contributed to the lower incidence of COVID during the summer, but we aren't able to prove that with these data.
It seems like it's saying that, you know, we had this program in place to provide people with more information about whether or not they were positive and what they should do about that, and that a lot of people probably made the right choice, and that led to a lower incidence of COVID in Alaska. Is that fair to say?
Yes, and keeping in mind that the last piece, we're really not able to draw that straight line and say, yes, this definitely prevented X number of cases. But I think you're right that the education piece of this and making sure that this program was just another way of putting information in the hands of Alaskans and helping Alaskans understand and other folks arriving in Alaska, you know, are you positive for COVID? If you're positive, what do we recommend you do about it? Here are the ways that we recommend you, you know, either social distance or quarantine after traveling to prevent bringing the virus to folks you're meeting and folks you love.
Have you traveled at all since, I guess, getting vaccinated or just more recently here?
I have not. I'm looking forward to traveling at some point.
Yeah.
My mother did visit me once she was fully vaccinated and I had been vaccinated. And it was so wonderful to be able to see my mother after over a year.